Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is the Winter AC recording at 1:40 p.m. and that is Pacific Standard Time, and today is January 17th. And the story that probably hit the most headlines today was Theresa May's speech, which was very well received. And perhaps the most important part of that speech was that the UK's lawmakers will be given an opportunity to vote on the eventual deal. And the market took that as a confirmation that lawmakers are unlikely to vote in favour of a bad deal. So the pound has rallied 3.5 cents. That is now forming a failed downside break below 120 and an upside weekly key reversal. Follow through next week would confirm this move, but perhaps more likely now is that we are going to have a rally back up towards the upper side of this 3-month range, and by the time prices get there, it will probably the region of the trend mean will probably coincide with the upper side of that range. So there is the potential that prices go back up towards that 127 or 128 area before we ask questions. And this is this process of mean reversion is, I think, something that we are seeing in a large number of asset classes. And perhaps most particularly, it's something that we have really got to pay attention to, because the yield on the 10-year is so important to how just about everything else is classified and how everything else is valued. And there is a process of mean reversion going on here too. It had that the yield had surged up to 2.6%. It is now at 2.32, and the potential for an unwinding of the overbought condition relative to the trend mean is looking more likely than not. But the big question isn't so much that we have some consolidation going on, that there isn't just a short-term bounce going on in prices. The big question is, at what point will this rally roll over? Will we get it going right back up towards the region of the trend mean? By the time it gets there, it will be challenging the progression of lower rally highs. When we had something similar to this in 2013 with the taper tantrum, we had a similar, very sharp counter trend rally. It did roll over in the region of the trend mean. That is quite likely to happen on this occasion as well. The big question is then, will the low hold? Will the low around 122.5 hold? Will the low at 2% hold? If it does, then the people that are arguing that we're going to have continued deflation will certainly have something to go on. But if we get a lower high, we get a lower low in prices, if we get a higher low and a higher high in yields, then the argument that we are now at a point where the very long bull market in bonds has ended, that the peak in price was in 2012, and that was, by the time this top is eventually confirmed, it was 5 years ago. There is certainly an argument that some people are making that it takes a long time for lows to be put in yields. And those people obviously do not look at charts, because they will look at the record low yield that was put in on the 10-year, which was in July of last year, and say, well, yields have only been bottoming for 6 months. But of course, that is not the case, that the failed downside break in July of last year was simply a retest of the low put in 2012. This has already been a lengthy bottoming phase. The only question is whether it is going to be an even lengthier bottoming phase. And we're going to have an answer to that question probably in the first quarter of this year. The S&P 500 also has a short-term overbought condition relative to the trend mean, and the index has pretty much gone nowhere for the last month. It was in mildly positive territory today. But the big question here, of course, is that when it eventually does pull back, will it find support in the region of the trend mean? Will it find support above the previous peak, which is just below the 2200 level? In other words, because the market hasn't had the same percentage advance that we had in our relative to the decline that we saw in bond prices, then there is less room in which to consolidate. That, of course, is also shown in the VIX index. VIX has been really very low indeed. And despite the fact that it was up a bit today, it didn't close anywhere near the high of the day. And that also helps to confirm that when people are looking at the equity market, they have priced in a great deal of good news. There isn't anybody taking big positions because we are only 3 days away from the presidential inauguration, and people really are waiting with bated breath to see what the new administration are going to roll out in their first 100 days. And where people are expressing views is in the currency markets. So we certainly saw the dollar pulling back today, and it is now back towards this big 100 level on the dollar index. That represents the upper side of a well-defined range that was forming all the way from the beginning of 2015, and it is approximating, at least coming really quite close to the region of the trend mean. Another day like today, and it would be pretty much right at the trend mean. So here we have the question as to just how much of the dollar's advance is it going to hold during this process of consolidation. The euro has broken now back above the 106, and now it's above 107 level. That has certainly broken the short-term progression of lower rally highs, and it is really opening up the door that we're going to see it back up to test the region of the trend mean. Of course, there is nobody in Frankfurt wants to see a stronger currency, and that is true in Frankfurt, it is doubly true on the periphery of the Eurozone. So then it is going to be a big question and a potential shorting opportunity when the euro gets up towards that 109 level. And if Europe doesn't want a stronger currency, that is perhaps even triply true of Japan. And the yen has strengthened almost 8 yen in just the last 3 weeks. It is rapidly unwinding its short-term oversold condition. And then the question is whether it is going to encounter resistance at that 110 area. That, of course, is going to have a marked effect on the Nikkei. The Nikkei was weaker today. It has been really very steady while the yen has been strengthening, but it is now playing some catch up, and perhaps we get a better buying opportunity closer to 18,000 as it pulls back and unwinds this short-term overbought condition. And you can see from all these charts that it is an unwinding of a short-term overbought or a short-term oversold condition really is the order of the day. So when, for example, we look at the Singapore dollar represented with something exactly the same, that it had found support at 145, it's now at 141.5, and it's looking increasingly likely that it is at least going to go down and test the region of the trend mean, which is closer to 140. Commodity prices are still pretty firm, and the fact that the dollar was weaker today was positive for the precious metal markets. But the Australian dollar has now rallied to break a progression of lower rally highs. It is now back above the trend mean, and that does confirm now support in the region of 72 cents. It's at 70, 75 and two-thirds at present. That suggests that it is going to go back up and test the upper side of its range, and that the argument could conceivably be made that the Australian dollar is now in base formation territory, that it is unlikely to fall very much further against the US dollar, and that a sustained move above 80 cents would confirm that and confirm our return to medium-term demand dominance rather than simply short-term demand dominance. With the strength of the pound, the FTSE was in mildly negative territory, and of course yesterday was its first down day in nearly 20 sessions. Today is its biggest down day in over 3 months. So we are looking at some consolidation of what has been a very impressive move over the last 6 weeks. And it's a pretty similar story for Europe. Europe has really been really very firm indeed, and it is liable now to get some consolidation of that gain. When we also look at China, because you had that big move yesterday on the Shenzhen B shares, and they did not rally nearly as impressively as they could have today, whereas the A share market rallied well off its low yesterday and improved upon that performance today to confirm at least short-term support in the region of 3,200. There are a significant number of the US-listed Chinese companies are also bouncing from the region of their respective trend means, and certainly Alibaba is one of those that has been making headlines of late. With the fact that we have the Chinese stock market getting a bit stronger, and the fact that the dollar has been weaker, then the Chinese yuan has also begun to unwind its oversold condition relative to the trend mean, and that is following through then on last week's strengthening as well. So there is ample potential here that, just on, like on every other occasion within what has been already a three-year trend, that overextensions are unwound and that it encounters resistance in the region of the trend mean. And because you have this dollar weakness, the gold bugs index and GDX are now trading back above their trend means. They have broken their progressions of lower rally highs, and there was a marked loss of momentum all the way from mid-November. There was a clear failed downside break in the middle of December, and the index rallied in the last few days of the year. Today's move, although it wasn't held all the way through to the high of the day, and provided we do see it moving higher tomorrow, is really quite positive action. And perhaps the gold shares are leading the gold price. Gold prices are now back above the $1,200 area. They are now more rapidly unwinding the oversold condition relative to the trend mean, and in fact are only about $16 away from it right now. Gold shares are, for the first time in a decade, offering leverage to the gold price. So the fact that they are outperforming is a further testament to that conclusion. But of course, gold prices really do need to sustain a move back above the trend mean. And the minimum requirement that we need from gold is that it finds support above the low that we saw at the end of last year, whenever it does pull back. At least then we could say that it has posted a higher reaction low, because it has not been able to do that since June of last year. And it is really the minimum condition required to conclude that it is in a demand-dominated environment. But certainly the outperformance of the gold mining shares is a positive overall. And silver prices today were a bit stronger than gold, up 45 cents. That is now challenging its progression of lower rally highs, which is, you know, a potentially pivotal moment. So what happens now in the region of the trend mean and that progression of lower rally highs, if we can see silver improving through the balance of this week and pushing back above the trend mean, then that would be very positive indeed. And I posted a number of charts of shipping companies, because when you start a year, you generally start looking for things that are cheap, and shipping companies are cheap. They are at very depressed levels, and despite the fact that shipping rates are up about 300% in the last year, and still at really very depressed levels, shipping rates have held a progression of higher reaction lows for a year already. That's not yet the case with shipping companies. When last year it was the mining companies were really very depressed, and the shipping companies have priced in a great deal of bad news, and not least that there was an excessive supply of new ships that came on the market in the last 5 years. But if we do get global fiscal stimulus and more impressive economic growth, then that's good for trade, and what's good for trade is good for shipping. So There is the potential that shipping companies represent one of the few remaining undervalued sectors globally, and are probably worthy of notice and monitoring. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.